WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Maria Leaf. A new warning out this morning. Scammers trying to step up their online game ahead of the November election.
The FBI, the Better Business Bureau, and cybersecurity experts are all saying there are new and sophisticated fraud schemes that are using the election as a ploy to get your personal information. It may come in the guise of an email from a phony political action committee claiming to be working for a candidate you support, or it may be a fake voter registration drive. The FBI says you have to be on the lookout for small details like misspelled words or an email address that looks close to a real one but isn't. Sometimes the scammers will use a .com address. A legit government election site will use .gov. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail again today, heading to Wisconsin.
President Trump set to hold a rally in Wisconsin today, despite his own White House coronavirus task force telling the state this week that residents need to avoid crowds in public and social gatherings in private unless they want to cause preventable deaths. The task force saying Wisconsin is in the red zone, fourth in the nation for new COVID-19 cases per population. The president won the Badger state in 2016, and the state's 10 electoral votes are critical to his path to re-election. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Meanwhile, here in D.C., a couple of marches, one being the Women's March.
The event comes ahead of an expected Senate vote on President Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court and the presidential election. Organizers say the gathering includes a text banking telethon with a goal of sending 5 million messages to get out the vote, and that participants must wear masks and practice social distancing. The first Women's March took place in D.C. a day after President Trump's inauguration. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
While that's underway, there will also be the Freedom Tour, the event organized by Dr. Cordy Williams.
I mean, a lot of folks are Trump supporters, but we try to keep it as non-political as possible because we want everybody to see that the divisiveness that's out there, we can all agree on red, white, and blue.
The Freedom Tour will run from the Washington Monument to the Ellipse at President's Park. That starts at noon. Planning to go anywhere this fall? Many are making travel plans, but it doesn't mean they'll go.
67% of all Americans who plan to travel this year have some degree of uncertainty that they will be able to take their vacations.
John Townsend with AAA.
The vast majority of those who plan to travel plan to do so by automobile. That would be 80% of all travelers. And Americans still think that is the safest way to travel.
And road trips are relatively cheap with fall gas prices at their lowest levels in 4 years. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rozell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7, and Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her 7-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland and Wheaton, watch out for an accident now on Veers Mill Road at Aspen Hill Road. This affects the roadway in both directions, so use extra caution traveling there. Also, do keep in mind that in Georgetown, in the waterfront area, Wisconsin Avenue is closed between K Street and M Street with the water main break, and M Street is closed eastbound between Potomac Street and Wisconsin Avenue. Also, keep in mind in the district that Howard Road is closed between the Anacostia Freeway and South Capitol Street for bridge reconstruction work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Well, the sunshine returns today, mostly sunny skies. It'll still be on the cool side, temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning. Very chilly, but highs in the lower 60s later this afternoon. As we head later on tonight, clear, chilly once again, lows in the 30s in the suburbs to low mid-40s in town. For your Sunday, a touch warmer, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
47 right now at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's no better place to get in on all of the football action than with DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use code DCWINS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 6 action. Enter code DCWINS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Second hour of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV, joins us this time every week. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Good to talk to you again.
So, John, the president is back out on the campaign trail. Three rallies on Friday following the town hall on Thursday. A lot of people are talking about the contrast in the town halls, the moderators, the tone, the people who are asking the questions in the town halls. Your take?
It was like watching back-to-back reruns of Law and Order and Mr. Rogers. Very simply, Savannah Guthrie, one-time colleague of mine at the White House, operated as if she were portraying an assistant district attorney of a child molester on Law and Order. It was not pleasant. It was a rat-a-tat performance. He said he repudiated white supremacy and denounced it, and she continued to say, no, he didn't. That is one example, and then others were about the coronavirus, but on virtually every issue, Savannah Guthrie was very hostile to the president to the point that they interrupted one another. He said he did not know about the QAnon conspiracy. She pressed him on it again. And one has to ask what this all has to do with the presidential campaign or with being leader of the free world for the next 4 years. In contrast, we saw George Stephanopoulos playing slow-pitch softball with former Vice President Joe Biden and very much segueing into a friendly audience asking questions. The contrast between the two candidates in the way they were treated by the correspondents at the event was a virtual ocean apart.
So the president off the road with coronavirus really hit a low point in the campaign, but he's back. And if you have seen any of the rallies or saw him on the town hall for that matter, he seems to be as energetic, if not more energetic. Does this turn things around and will it help to tighten the race?
Remember, there was one national poll that showed him trailing Joe Biden by 12 points last week. That was precisely what he trailed Hillary Clinton by in the very same poll 4 years ago. So things can turn around and change. And remember, the turnout is going to be a bit uncertain, although it should be pointed out that more people are voting by early voting or absentee voting than at any time in history. In Georgia, the number of people who requested mail-in or absentee ballots was 2 million, roughly 325% of what it was in the Peach State 4 years early. The president has certainly energized his base. The question is, has he attracted any new voters yet? And one finds close races in all the states that Mr. Trump needs to win a second term: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and, oh yes, Minnesota, which last went for Republican in 1972, may well be in the Trump camp this time. We don't know. But I would say that the president's energy level reached an all-time high, and we even saw him dancing ahead of rallies.
John, let's turn to the congressional and Senate races. You wrote a series of articles on Thursday and Friday, and the headlines, Democrat up in Georgia's special Senate race, GOP senatorial candidate still trailing in Colorado, Dem leads GOP rep in Nebraska second, GOP rep down by 9 points in Missouri, too. Democrat still maintains lead in Arizona Senate. Democrat leading in Kansas Senate. And sexting doesn't thwart Democrats' lead in North Carolina Senate race. What is going on with these Republican races?
Let me quote a radio commentator from the World War II era, Elmer Davis. There's bad news tonight if you're a Republican. Look. Let's put it on the table, Rick. When you look at the states individually, key Senate and House races, Democrats have Big Mo at this time, the momentum. One finds that races Republicans hoped to tighten up. Maine, where Susan Collins is facing a very strong challenge from the state Speaker of the House, Sarah Gideon. Arizona, where appointed Senator Martha McSally has consistently trailed astronaut Mark Kelly, and Colorado, where former two-term Governor John Hickenlooper, having failed at a presidential race, still leads by over 10 points, a Republican considered one of his party's most promising stars, Senator Cory Gardner. I cite this because this would have been my report to you 3 months ago. The figures remain unchanged and in many cases have grown for the Democrat. You mentioned North Carolina. I thought 2 weeks ago when the word came out that Democrat Cal Cunningham admitted to some sexually suggestive texts to a woman who wasn't his wife, he would be finished. I might add that he's a reserve officer in the Army, and if he sent those texts while on active duty, he could be court-martialed. Normally, this would be a silver bullet to finish off a candidate. But guess what? He still leads Republican Senator Tom Tillis, albeit by diminished margins. Overall, if I had to put money down, I would bet, not the farm but a few acres, that Democrats would win the Senate with at least 51 seats and increase their current 235 to 200 seat margin in the House of Representatives.
Very explosive story has been circulating over the past several days about a computer allegedly once owned by Hunter Biden, left at a computer repair shop with a lot of emails and other information on the computer. Nobody brought it up in Vice President Biden's town hall on Thursday night. And without getting into whether we believe the story or not, I just wanted to ask you, if it turns out that this is actually Hunter Biden's computer and there is a money trail floating around the Biden family, how damaging would you see that to Joe Biden at this point?
On the one hand, if a money tree could be traced directly to the Biden family and to the former vice president himself, I would say it would be very deadly. Because it's not just the act of wrongdoing, but this is something that the former vice president has repeatedly denied he had any involvement in. He has long insisted he never used his office or his connections to help his son, Hunter. So his credibility would certainly be under fire if a story like this is proven. Now, that said, we have a long history in this country of relatives of presidents and presidential candidates who cause embarrassment but never really change what the voter thinks. Jimmy Carter had his own problems, but one of them was his bibulous brother, Billy, who, it turned out, was being wined and dined by the Libyan government of Muammar Gaddafi. I remember when the story broke. The president said he loved his brother, but he would not countenance wrongdoing or the use of the family name to gain influence for anyone, particularly a foreign dictator. No one held it against him in the end.
So, John, in the first debate and then the town hall on Thursday night, we saw a very aggressive President Trump, somewhat combative. And we see Joe Biden just trying to be steady at the throttle. What would you envision for the final debate coming up this Thursday night in terms of the strategies of each candidate?
More of the same. I mean, Joe Biden believes now, apparently, that by being calm, low-key, he can simply run out the clock in the campaign. And he has to avoid losing his temper when the president brings up Hunter Biden or other things that irk Joe Biden. For Donald Trump, the October 22nd debate is essentially what the October 13th, 1988 debate was to Michael Dukakis, his last chance to really deliver a knockout punch to his opponent and jumpstart the campaign to where it was 4 years ago. I would say there'll be an even bigger audience than this. Than there was for the initial debate with a very heavy turnout. And I think that the people who haven't made up their mind will after this final confrontation.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We're going to be keeping an eye on your Twitter feed in the immediate future, that's for sure.
It'll be interesting to read, let me put it that way.
Twitter at John Gizzi. John, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
We're at 7:18. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Michelle Murray, she's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Wheaton, be aware of a serious accident affecting Beers Mill Road in both directions at Aspen Hill Road. Police and rescue on the scene at this incident. Also, if you're traveling in Bethesda, keep in mind that there is a long-term construction zone in place on Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Middleton Lane and Commerce Lane, and that is affecting the right lane. And also, do keep in mind, in the district, there is construction on the freeway westbound at the 3rd Street Tunnel, and that is affecting the right lane, not causing much of a delay at this time. In Virginia, in Drainsville, watch out for construction in the right lane westbound on 7 between the Fairfax County Park and Drainsville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Well, the sunshine returns today, mostly sunny skies. It'll still be on the cool side, temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning. Very chilly, but highs in the lower 60s later this afternoon. As we head later on tonight, clear, chilly once again, lows in the 30s in the suburbs to low mid-40s in town. For your Sunday, a touch warmer, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett, the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
43 degrees in the nation's capital, 720 on the Saturday morning update. Cheryl Atkinson is off this week. We're going to change it up next.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. COVID-19 has had an impact on all of us in so many ways. Think of the impact on dating. And the question is, as you face, you know, kind of a long, cold winter, what do you do about it if you've been interested in dating, but just the way dating has been so interrupted and impacted? Kate O'Connor joins us. She is a professional matchmaker with It's Just Lunch. Kate, we talked early on about the impact of COVID-19 on dating, and wanted to have you back on because it could be a long, cold winter.
It definitely could be. Glad to be here, though.
So there's a term that maybe not everybody's familiar with when it comes to dating, cuffing. What does it mean?
So cuffing season has been around for a while. I want you to think of holding hands, you know, almost like you're handcuffed to each other, but people are looking to get stuck together during the holidays, and this is the time with the weather changing. It's getting cooler. We're staying inside. So this is the time when singles start to think about being with someone and getting cozy.
Well, we've got Thanksgiving coming. We've got Christmas. We've got Valentine's Day. And those are times of the season when, you know, a lot of people just don't want to be alone.
Exactly. It definitely is. And I also should add, this is a time of the year when couples are also breaking up because of the holidays. Maybe they don't want to bring them around their family members, you know? So this is a time, again, where singles just come alive, I guess. But yeah, you definitely, everyone is going to be seeking someone to enjoy watching those movies together or to go, you know, look at the national parks in D.C. They're looking to go do something, and they definitely don't want to do it alone.
You know, one of the things we've heard about when it comes to COVID-19 is many people have sort of been spending a whole lot more time with their partner than maybe they had initially anticipated. And maybe it's been somewhat uncomfortable to be cooped up with somebody 24/7 because they're not going to the office during the daytime. What kind of effects are you finding from the pandemic on relationships?
I think this is a time, you're right. Like, people are definitely getting to know one another a lot more than usual. We're working together, you know, if you're in one house together. So you're definitely seeing other sides. And I think with that being said, you need some space in a relationship. This is just a really hard time to get away. But people are starting to realize maybe they weren't happy and maybe this is not what they want. So, you know, this definitely is the time where it's easy to kind of cut the cord. You know, summer's over, fall's here. We'll start fresh. New season, new me.
When it comes to dating, different people look for different things. It may be kind of a casual relationship, more of like a friendship, or somebody could be looking for that long-term love of a lifetime. What do you need to keep in mind?
I think you've got to take your dates date by date. Don't, like, go on a date and expect that you're going to marry the person. Go into it hoping to build a relationship. You're looking for your best friend first. That's going to keep you in a lasting relationship. But if you're just going on dates and expecting everyone to be your soulmate every time, you're going to be disappointed. So I would always go into a date with no expectation and just get ready to meet some like-minded people.
Kate, a lot of people talk about what a drag it's been for singles, but is there a positive side to virtual dating?
I think virtual dating is going to be the next hit. Singles love it. It's more authentic. You're able to be a little bit more low pressure, but there's no distractions, and you genuinely are getting to know one another. I think this honestly leads to a deeper connection.
Sometimes I think in dating we have a tendency to maybe project an image of somebody that we aren't. You know, you're trying to make that impression and you kind of feel like you're covering up maybe some of your own individual personality. What advice do you have for singles as they go out seeking a relationship?
You have to be yourself and don't take it so seriously. I think, you know, dating, you got to go as the flow. It's not all peaches and dandelions, but it can be when you meet the right person, and you have to stay positive, optimistic, and hopeful, but don't ever change who you are. I think if you are having trouble finding Mr. or Mrs. Right, or you're having trouble seeking that relationship, you might need to try something new because maybe it's not working. But I think when you are being your true self, you're going to find your true partner.
You know, we may have a friend or a family member that's kind of been going through that rut, and you're a little skittish about trying to set them up with somebody. You've got a concept that might help in a situation like that.
You can do something special for someone in your life or for yourself. So we actually highly encourage gifting memberships to either yourself or to a loved one. A lot of people do reach out for their son or daughter's family members, and it's because they want to see them happy, and they understand the struggle right now with dating is not so great. So we get parents, family members all the time reaching out about gifting memberships, and we totally encourage it.
As we talk about this, can you tell us a little bit about the process? How does it work?
Right. So we get to know our clients one-on-one. We get to know everyone really well. We know what they look like, what kind of vibes they're bringing to the table. And what we do is we match them with clients that are working with us that are also looking for a serious relationship, and they're just on the same page. So what we do is we're actually hand-selecting our matches for our clients. The other bonus is we coach our clients along the way. So this is not just about meeting Mr. or Mrs. Right. This is about getting in that healthy relationship that everyone deserves.
So I would imagine we've piqued some interest among some listeners this morning. If they want to find out more, what's the best way to go about it?
Right. For more information, visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call us at 202-466-4333.
That's Kate O'Connor from It's Just Lunch DC. Again, their phone number is 202-466-4333. The website, itsjustlunchdc.com. Kate, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
727, it's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up and KT McFarland. We're going to talk about that Hunter Biden computer story that continues to snowball. And a look at the town hall. Stay with us.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this. So I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
TheWindowMan.com. Superior Altrex fiberglass replacement windows. Don't make the vinyl mistake. Are vinyl windows the right choice just because they're supposedly cheaper? Seriously. Replacement windows are a substantial investment and should only have to be replaced once. TheWindowMan.com. Altrex fiberglass replacement windows that last a house time. Now up to $150 off every fiberglass replacement window. TheWindowMan.com. See us for details.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spinesurgery.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health. There are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Maria Lee. Virginia lawmakers have all but wrapped up a special legislative session by approving a new state budget that gives bonuses to police, pays for new criminal justice reforms, and extends moratoriums on evictions and utility shutoffs during the pandemic. What was initially supposed to be a short session focused on the state budget instead went on for 2 months and expanded to include the police reform and other issues following the death of George Floyd. Major criminal justice reform bill passed, including a ban on no-knock search warrants and changes that make it easier to decertify officers who commit misconduct. Michigan has banned open carry of guns at polling locations.
The announcement by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson blasted by Republicans and gun rights groups, including the National Rifle Association, one group considering suing the state. But Benson saying firearms at voting sites could cause fear and disrupt election workers and voters trying to cast ballots on November 3rd. Michigan leaders have been on high alert since a foiled plot by extremists attempting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In sports, the baseball playoffs continuing. Last night, the Astros beat the Rays 7-4. They'll play again tonight around 8:30. The Dodgers beat the Braves yesterday 7-3. They play this afternoon around 4:30. WMAL traffic and weather next.
From regular expenses to occasional splurges, there's a lot to buy. Why not get cash back every time you spend? With the PenFed PowerCash Rewards Card, you get cash back on every purchase. That's everywhere, every time you use it. You can even earn a $100 statement credit when you spend $1,500 in the first 90 days. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash to apply. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You ever jump in your car already late and you realize your gas tank is empty? I mean, the needle's on E empty. You sit there and you think, why's life gotta be so hard? Well, at New Look, we make getting a new roof easy. We offer same-day appointments, either virtual or at your home, install most roofs in a single day, and our price is backed by our price guarantee, where we'll beat any qualified contractor's estimate. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have chosen Easy and trusted New Look with their roof. Through October, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. 50% off materials, plus no interest? Jeez, don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland and Wheaton, you will still find accident activity on Veers Mill Road at Aspen Hill Road. Watch out for lane closures in that area. If you're traveling on the Beltway in College Park on the inner loop at Route 1, there is construction in the right lane. So far, that is not causing any delays at this time. Traveling in Virginia, do be aware of a work zone right now, and this is affecting Route 7. Traveling westbound between the Fairfax County Parkway and Drainsville Road, where the right and center lanes are blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Well, the sunshine returns today, mostly sunny skies. It'll still be on the cool side, temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning. Very chilly, but highs in the lower 60s later this afternoon. As we head later on tonight, clear, chilly once again, lows in the 30s in the suburbs to low mid-40s in town. For your Sunday, a touch warmer, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's 37 in Damascus, 46 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. They're D.C.'s most respected property manager because they maximize your opportunities and minimize your risk. Now they're delivering even more security with rent protection insurance. In plain English, if your tenants stop paying rent, you can still get paid up to 4 months. It's part of their white glove service option, and it's a fantastic way to protect your cash flow. Whether you own one property or a dozen, Renters Warehouse finds high-quality tenants in just 17 days on average and takes rent collection, maintenance, inspections, and uncertainty off your plate. There's no upfront fees. They'll warranty your renters. And when you choose white glove service with rent protection, even if your tenants default on rent, you can still receive up to 4 months of rent payments. If that's not good enough, Renters Warehouse is also offering 2 months free property management for new customers. Renting is popular in uncertain times, but you want as much certainty as possible. Find it today by going to rwdcnova.com or call 571-489-8134. That's 571-489-8134. Renters Warehouse DC. You'll always have a home with us.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an important message for military retirees, their families, and active duty family members. Did you know you have a TRICARE Prime option that gives you more without costing you more? For more than 35 years, Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan has delivered high-quality care to military beneficiaries. Visit belongathopkins.com to learn more about the difference Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan can make for you and your family. That's belongathopkins.com.
It's 7:38. This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Donnelly. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to be on.
Well, the Hunter Biden computer story is spreading.
Oh, yeah.
There's a headline in The Sun. That's, of course, out of the UK, one of the tabloids. The headline, Hunter Biden's emails name Joe Biden as the big guy who would get 10% share in deal with Chinese energy firm, report says. Now, of course, Joe Biden last night finally confronted it in about 6 seconds with a reporter. He said it's a smear and he wouldn't go any further. The question that I think a lot of people have who have heard this story and have been following it is it authentic that it is Hunter Biden's computer, or, as some are speculating on the left, that Rudy Giuliani somehow has been set up by the Russians?
Yeah, well, let's start with the Russians again. I would ask the audience to carefully consider the fact that the same people who were screaming Russia last time are screaming Russia this time. And they're making demands of all sorts of metadata and everything else. And let me say to them, if they're listening, it's coming. Because this has been on the glide path for about 8 months. And it wasn't like people didn't go through and examine all of these things in advance. And there's two things to consider. First, this computer, this data on the computer, was carefully and forensically examined by a number of folks to make sure of authenticity. That includes the Post, who published it, and includes others who have been examining this for purposes of verification. Some of this is going to have to be verified by forensic accounting, which I kind of suspect some of that's already underway. And more importantly to what we're talking about today, this is all not a smear. This is all information that essentially was on these emails. And to that point, the point that they're in these emails, the folks on the other end of those emails are now confirming the authenticity of those emails. So it's not the Russians. It's definitely something that people have been very carefully vetting for the very reason the left is going to make counter accusations and this sort of thing. So at this point, Rick, I think most papers recognize it as well, especially the Post. This is authentic, and it's going to be something Joe Biden's going to have to eventually deal with head on.
All right, Tony, the plot thickens. What's the FBI angle? Reports say that the computer was given to the FBI. What's the status on that, and what have they done or not done?
Well, that's the question. Nobody seems to actually know what the FBI has done or not done. Let me break that down into three areas that they should be looking at. First, there's rumors, and again, rumors only. Nobody knows. One of the guys who supposedly does child porn forensics is supposedly involved in the investigation. That may indicate something about what was on it. Secondly, the forensic issue of the origin of not only the computer, but the emails. Again, looking at the potential financial issues. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars from Ukraine and China both. And third, this is something that people tend to overlook, but I think it's the most critical factors. What's on there that could be used for blackmail against one potentially President Joe Biden? His kids. And again, I want to be very careful in this because I don't want people to think I'm taking shots at people who have drug problems. I mean, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been in recovery a long time. So don't take my comments as anything more than an observation that needs to be looked at regarding validation of the information as well as potential blackmail of Joe Biden by foreign assets. His kids have been very troubled. The information on the computer that we're now learning is very troubling. His daughter has been had problems with drugs. All this adds up to a really grave concern of potential blackmail. What else is out there that we don't know that a foreign power could hold over the head or threaten Joe Biden with, to include other things that his kids have done, and he may potentially have been involved in or not been involved in. So those are the three areas the FBI is definitely going to be looking at. And, it seems like there's some deja vu of Hillary Clinton and 2016 going on right now.
Well, it apparently has been authenticated that Hunter Biden was involved in some pretty significant business deals with China.
Correct.
While Vice President Biden was in office. Can you imagine, can you just imagine right now if Don Jr. and Eric Trump were doing consulting agreements with Chinese companies and Russian companies with Trump in office? Can you imagine meltdown?
Right,
but anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. No, but that's what the whole Russia collusion investigation was all about. Any sort of financial dealings that never existed. Here we've already found one before the election. So I'm sorry, keep going. I didn't mean
That's okay. It's just I got another good one here that I want to get to before we have to turn you loose. And that is a story Yesterday, the Drug Enforcement Agency announced charges against former Mexican Defense Secretary Salvador Cienfuegos over allegations of drug trafficking and money laundering. The retired general was arrested at L.A. International Airport on Thursday. The story was released yesterday by the DEA. What do we know?
So we know that this guy was essentially paid off for a long time. He worked in the Acapulco area with one of the local drug cartels, mafias there. And this guy essentially was given him protection. There's always been concerns and obvious compromise of the Mexican drug cartel, about the drug cartels of Mexican police. There was a belief now, I think, completely shown to be false, that we could depend on the Mexican military to be good partners. And, you know, there's pictures of this general out there with a number of our senior officials. And this guy was obviously trying what he could to portray himself as being really anti-drug and still, you know, taking the big cash payments on the side. This is typical of that area. But the one takeaway from this, Rick, I think that everybody would agree upon is it reinforces why we have to get control of our southern border. Things like this are not going to go away. And as long as you have people like him, I mean, this guy was, he ran the Mexican military. This is the equivalent of our chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Can you imagine a chairman of the Joint Chiefs being accused of running drugs? And that's what happened here. So I think we all have to recognize the drug war. You know, I'm not a big fan of the drug war, but at the same time, I understand that we have to do things to make sure the border is secure, and these sort of things are kept south of the border.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, real quick, what's the website address for your new podcast?
Oh, yeah. So it's StockToAction.tv. We're also on iTunes, and it's StockToAction YouTube. Just come look. We got Carter Page up there. We're going to be doing some more stuff with Brad Birkenfeld coming up. Brad was one of the guys who blew the whistle on all the illegal money being deposited in Switzerland. So, you know, check us out. Come see us, and you'll be, I think, happily surprised by the content we have.
Sounds good. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
You bet. 7:47 Saturday morning update. KT McFarland's next, but first we've got traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traveling along the Beltway this morning, everything is running at speed throughout Maryland and Virginia. Do keep in mind that the express lanes are closed in Virginia between 66 and Braddock Road for construction. And on the inner loop of the Beltway at College Park at Route 1, you will find right lane construction. So far, that is not causing any delays. Also, do keep in mind that in the district today, the Women's March is scheduled to be taking place. So far, parking restrictions are in effect on 14th and 13th Streets between Pennsylvania Avenue and F Street. No parking allowed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Well, the sunshine returns today. Mostly sunny skies. It'll still be on the cool side. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning. Very chilly, but highs in the lower 60s later this afternoon. As we head later on tonight, clear, chilly once again. Lows in the 30s in the suburbs to low mid-40s in town. For your Sunday, a touch warmer. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
43 degrees at 7:48 on the Saturday morning update.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Did you know the hardest part of completing a home improvement project is finding someone to do it? Imagine if the hardest part of grocery shopping was finding a store that had food. That's crazy. At New Look, our goal is to make getting a new roof easy. We install one roof every hour, so you know we have the experience necessary, and we offer TPT, Total Price Transparency. We give line-by-line pricing, detailed measurements, and a 3D image of your roof, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Don't you wish everything was as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her 7-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit,
Her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
What are you thinking, Brian?
I'm thinking about Dorothy.
Dorothy who?
There's no place like home. That Dorothy.
Oh, the one with the shoes.
She went through all kinds of stuff, and all she wanted was to get back home.
Home is a special place.
And 1-800-GOT-JUNK makes it even more special.
By getting rid of what doesn't belong?
By getting rid of what doesn't belong.
Home is where the heart is.
And junk is wherever you find it.
Leave it where it is.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we'll make that junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
If you'd rather toss that junk outside,
we can make it disappear from there, too.
We do it your way.
Because you're the boss.
We love what we do.
Let us do it for you.
We'll give you back your big,
open,
magical home.
Because that's what you get when the junk is gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
7:52. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us. And, of course, she is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House in the Trump administration. And she has authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
We've been talking about reports saying the computer allegedly once owned by Hunter Biden apparently left at a computer repair shop. Nobody came to pick it up. A lot of things on the computer troubled the store owner, and he's turned it over to the FBI. The story is beginning to surface now. We just went through the forensics with Tony Schaefer, and I wanted to get your angle, and I think you look at it from two additional perspectives.
Yeah, I think there are two issues. The first one is a corruption competence issue. Joe Biden either knew what his son was doing and he went along with it, or he didn't know or can't remember, and either one of those is bad. But the second thing, and I think more troubling almost, because, you know, we think politicians are going to lie, cheat, surprise that they're corrupt. But the more important one, I think, is the media censorship. Bribery and corruption are huge issues. Even more so than the Russian collusion story. And yet the social media and the media in general, they censored any mention of it. The media ignored a story that any story that puts Trump in a good light or Biden in a bad light. But now the social media censorship of any discussion of the topic and banning anybody who did discuss it or tried to link to the New York Post story, that's a whole nother level of suppression. And that's what the Chinese do to anybody who criticizes the Chinese Communist Party or what Hitler did to people who criticized the Nazi Party. I think two things. One, if you want to solve the corruption problem, well, vote for Trump. He drains the swamp. But the second part of it, I think we need to break up the social media companies and perhaps even revisit the tax status of partisan media outlets.
I want to turn to the president, his campaign. He did three rallies yesterday, Fort Myers, Florida, Ocala, and then up to Macon, Georgia. And I wanted to get your sense of what this means on the ground. And I know your daughter is running for the State House, District 72, Fiona McFarland. So you have been on the ground a lot in Florida during the campaign. Tell us about the rallies and how important they are.
They're huge, and they're huge for, again, a couple of reasons. One, there's tens of thousands of people who are showing up for these rallies, and they're not announced a long time in advance. People are just going, they're dropping everything and going to the rallies. And what it shows is the enthusiasm level. You know, it's not just enough of looking at the polls and saying, well, how many people support Trump? How many people support Biden? It's all about turnout. And an enthusiastic supporter, I mean, maybe they turn out, 80% of the enthusiastic supporters turn out, and maybe only 50% of the other less enthusiastic supporters for Biden, maybe that only is a much smaller turnout. You know, it's the more enthusiastic voters who are actually going to show up at the polls or going to take the time to vote. And Florida's really interesting because they're already voting in large numbers. And as you point out, my daughter is running for the Florida State House, Fiona McFarland, running in Sarasota, Florida. It's an open seat, and it's a bellwether district in the entire state. It's the ultimate swing district and the ultimate swing state. And again, the enthusiasm for Trump is huge. Biden voters, they're not so much voting for Biden as much as they're voting anti-Trump. And in Florida and throughout the South, those economies are opened up. I mean, we're in the Northeast. I'm in New York. You're in Washington. You know, we're still pretty hunkered down. But in Florida and the South, the economies have opened up. The schools are opened. Businesses are open. People are back at work. Traffic jams everywhere. And so for them, the issue isn't the pandemic as much as the economic recovery. And that's what Trump's really good at. So, again, I think it's an indication of the enthusiasm level.
And his strategy on minority voters, do you see it working for him so far?
Totally. So Trump, as you'll notice from the convention, there were a lot of Hispanics who were featured in the convention clips and speaking, a lot of African Americans, blacks, minority groups. And the Trump strategy is that between the things that they've done that really do affect those minority communities, first of all, the economics. You know, most economic recoveries help the middle class, the upper class, but never really the lower classes. And this economic recovery has been even more significant for blacks, Hispanics. So number one is that. Number two is school choice, which is very popular in minority communities. And then the final thing is the prison reform and the Family Leave Act. A lot of those things are traditional Democrat issues. The Democrats talk about it, but they never deliver. Trump delivered, although sadly doesn't talk about it enough. But those issues, I think they're targeting the minority voters who the Democrats have always assumed they own those votes. You know, if you don't vote for me, you're not really, well, whatever Joe Biden said, I'm not going to repeat it. But the idea that if Trump can take off 10% of the votes, he's not going to win the majority of the black or Hispanic votes, but if he can take a significant percentage more than Republicans have traditionally taken, those are swing votes in swing states. Again, it's going to be a narrow victory, but I think they've got a pretty darn good strategy.
Well, I'd love to talk Trump foreign policy with you. We don't have time, but you will be discussing Trump foreign policy tomorrow on CNN with Fareed Zakaria, and we will all look forward to tuning in for that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to wear my armor, and I'm going to take a sword. No, I'm just kidding. But it will be really, it's a good opportunity to really discuss Trump's foreign policy, because most of the time it's just sound bites of people who don't like Trump. And they don't understand that Trump has a completely different take. It's like a paradigm shift in foreign policy. And it's the understanding that the post-war world and the post-Cold War world, you know, where America subsidizes everybody's security agreements and trade policies, it just isn't going to work anymore. And so I think from that, as your starting point, Trump's foreign policy makes an enormous amount of sense, and it certainly has been successful.
That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on CNN, Fareed Zakaria with KT McFarland. KT, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
And check out KT's book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. That's it for the Saturday morning update. We've got Garden Sense following the 8 o'clock news here on WMAL.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. 1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.